topic for today is really fundamentals again. Back to the fundamentals. Really, the really fundamentals of Bayiro, Bayimate, Tashbisu, and how they react. I made a quip at the end of the Shia yesterday. We all Bali Aveira. All of us, what are we doing? We burn chametz, right? But according to the Magen Avraham, we shouldn't be burning the chametz. Because it'll be a mikshol. Why be a mikshol? Because someone's going to take the ashes and use them. But you're not allowed to use them. Why are you not allowed to use them? We don't pass the Gav Yehuda. We pass the Gav Yehuda. So chametz is not an isrofin, afron, mutter. We pass like the Rabbanon. According to Moses Shom, we pass like the Rabbanon. And Rabbanon says, the chametz is not an ikbarin. And the ikbarin is afron, usr. And the Gemara says beferish in the Sefer Tmura in the last half, Hanikborin lo yisarfu. And Rashi in Tmura explains, because of a mikshol, the person sees ashes. Oh, it must be that the ashes are mutter. They burned it to a crisp, it's ashes, but they really are mutter. So how are we allowed to burn chametz? We're so strict that we take such pains to burn chametz. There's such problems. So we had problems in the Riverdale of the community, some characters. You know, the fire department gave us two places where they can burn the chametz, and somebody went a whole, now I'm going to go into the details there, the movement, crazy. So when we're kids, everyone goes so hard, it's an aveira, come out. You're not supposed to burn chametz. Hanikbarim lo yisarfu. And again, we're not saying for sure we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, some we don't do, but since the Rambam and others, take the Rambam for example, the Rambam passed like the Rabban. The fire of his early ruach chomat leyam. The same Rambam baskins, you can burn the chametz, the kash on the Rambam. The Rif in the Rush took out the word af. Maybe they hold, maybe. You shouldn't be burning chametz. Well, we'll see soon, not the sources, but it's just like the gears that we had, they took out the word af out. This is the question of the Magen Avraham. That's the kash, that's a tremendous kash. Come to Bekiv Eger with an answer. And that this answer will be the discussion of today's Shia, probably go into tomorrow's also. Very, very fundamental question as to the nature of the din of Tashbisu. This is in Tuf Mem Hei. The Magen Avraham asks a question in Sifkot and Aleph. It's a very straightforward question. Quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, what is he saying? You're allowed to burn it. You know what? Let's take a look. We all have a Rambam. You have it in the back of your Gemaras. Open up your Rambam. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says to look. Let's look. You all have it. That's the Mali's new Gemaras. You carry your Rambam with you. Selected halachas. They take whatever's in the Al Masechta. They have in the Rambam in the back. Ketzad b'yir chametz. What do you do with b'yir? Sarfo o porer b'zor l'ruach o zorko l'yam. He had to presumably either get, I mean, if he didn't have the girsa af himself, but he said it. Okay, that's how it starts. And he goes further in the Rambam. Skip it to the last part of the Rambam.
Which Rambam is it?
Per gimel halacha yud aleph. The last half. Him sarfo kodem shoshishis, or is a mutter lehonis be pechomet shlo toka pesa. Alam sarfo mi shoshishis on the mala, hol rosa bahanoya, hareza lo yasik lo tana vikirayim da 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 da. Says the Magen Avraham, he's passing the afro is asr. Right. Chena pechomet shlo li enz asura bahanoya, hol be sarfo achar is shetnesa bahanoya. Frek the helig of Magen Avraham, the same Rambam says the last line that the afro is asr bahanoya. In the first one, he says, you'll have to burn it. Rebbeinu Shalom! It's against the posh pshat in the Gemara. Now, is there a Gemara Tmura here? We read you the actual words of the Gemara. We're supposed to have a Shas here. Tmura will be the last volume, presumably. We'll still be able to read it. No, it's not this. It's this. Okay. Oh. Last one is last. See what it says here. Just move up. Just get the words, because the words are critical. And there may be even a girsa issue over here. A girsa issue. Yeah, serious girsa issue. I left on my desk to save Avdim Meluim. In the back, it's all about the Ebenezer. In the back is a bunch of Chuvas and Chuvas Simon Yutes. He says something. If you look there in footnote, I think 94, the last one you'll see, that is a Girsa issue. What exactly does it say in the last staff in the Sefer Tumur? I'll have to look on the Kisayah and see what's going on with the, or at least the new Gemaras. See what they say. I'll read the Gemara as we have it. Let's over here as follows. Kol hanisrafim, kol hanikbaran lo yisarfu. My timer. Shun nikbaran afran asr. Therefore what? Says Rashi. My time in Nikbaram lo yisarfu, mishun Nikbaram afran asr, v'asu lemishriya. Someone's going to mistakenly say that it's mutter. That's what Rashi says. It's not the Gemara, it's Rashi. But you know, for us, Rashi is almost as if it's in the Gemara. That's a posh of in the Gemara. Someone's going to come be mad with the Efer. Not allowed to. Because it's not Minan Yisrof, it's Minan Nikbaram. Don't you dare burn the Nikbaram. With me so far? The Rambam, against the Rambam. He says you're allowed to burn Chometz, but he says the Chometz, the Efer is also. That's the mother of Rome's cash. It's a pretty good cash.
Where does the Rambam say that the Chometz there?
So the very last words in the Rambam are, if you burned it after 6 hours, it's Aser. Hol v'sarfo achash and esav anoya. It's a pechamin. What's pechamin? What is pechamin? Coals. So Mordechai wants to make a distinction between coals and ashes. No, you're not the first one. You probably are right. We'll get to that later on. But the Maharam doesn't get into that nuance. He thinks you burn it. It's the same thing. It's ashes, coals, all the same thing. Hold on. Says the Maharam as follows. Fascinating. Ve'ev shadachi kama lo yisrof linog bo din nisrofim lios nena biafron avalim rotza lisarfo shalolihonos biafro shari. Different pshat than Rashi. Maybe the Rambam argues in Rashi. Maybe let's try the Gemara Tamura. Kol hanikbarim lo yisarfu. My time of mission nikbarim afram aser. And therefore, don't burn it and use the ashes. But if you're going to burn it and get rid of the ashes, then never made such a gzeira. And he quotes it the Maril. Quotes the Maril. Sarfo. You got to burn the coals and no one should use it. Maybe the Rambam to Rashi. Rambam, I'm not sure what the Rashi is. This would be a very radical change. We always so used to hanikbarin lo yisarfu, because out from us, if you don't burn in the first place, it leads to a mitzvah. That's Rashi's trap. Rambam doesn't hold that way. You can manage, burn it, and then bury it. Rab didn't say bury it. He meant to bury it. Find another way to avoid the mikshul. So suggests the Magen Avraham. Comes with Akiva again. Koshali. If you mash a kosev atosin tmur lamed gimel the base on its rough. I read it yesterday. We read it again today. Tosin says on its rough. What's the difference? Quotes as follows. This rough. Kevan shetziva kosev the sarfa. Here too, when poof, took a walk. It's no longer there. It's no longer there. It's gone. Out. Nasa mitzvasa. Sure. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Kashali quotes the Tosaf just read to you. Davka nikbar in the Alma, the Ein Masa Hakvura Mitzvah. No mitzvah to bury Klaya Karet, to bury Basa B'cholav. No mitzvah. Elamishum Chashash Takol or Alakoro. You have a Basa B'cholav, you're afraid someone to need it. Bury it. Vizela Mikunasa Mitzvasa. It's just a technical thing. People should need it to bury it. Avochametz l'rabbanon, the mitzvahs hashbasa me'olam olam. It's a mitzvah to eliminate it. Vayedezeh mekayim mitzvah hashvasa. By eliminating, how do you do it? Mefire of Azara leruach amat leyam. Im kein gamzeh mikre nases mitzvaso. Mali hashvasa yedei sreifa l'Rab Yehuda. O hashvasa yedei nikbar l'Rabbanon. Umiyushiv devi Rambam. A wild chiddush of Kiveger. Rabosai, how is nasa mitzvaso? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is burning, so you burn it. According to Rabban, the mitzvah is pulverizing and throw it to the sea. So that's how you fill the mitzvah. So it's mutter after that. Wow. Whoa. Memeil, if I burn it, Afron is mutter. Ayah nikbarim is Afron. It's not a nikbarim, it's a nisrafim, except the definition of nisrafim is expanded. This rafa means the Torah is you got to burn it. Here you have to also eliminate it. How do you eliminate it? Well, any way you want, but it has to be eliminated. Not the same way as I have a cheeseburger somewhere, and I can just keep it in my freezer forever, but I'm afraid of a mitzvah, so I'll bury it. That's not a mitzvah to bury it. No mitzvah to eliminate it. Here, tashbisu, it's a mitzvah to get rid of it. Yes, sir. Right, that's correct. Right, it does say in the Gemara, the same daf, and that flamid dal in the mouth, the last daf in Tamura. So, be it what it says over here, what does it say? Kol nikbarin lo yisarfu. That's what we're discussing until now. It also says what? Hanisrafim. One second. Kol nisrafim lo yikavru. Why nisrafim lo yikavru? You know why? Because you're not burning. You're supposed to burn it. So you're asking the question. It's not parallel. One, it's be'etzem. One, it's only a mikshel. Good. I hear you. Someone else had a question. Yes, Mom.
Just first, where is the Tzurbi
Gideger? Right here. On the Mogad Avram.
In Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah. Okay. Tough and man, hey, on the Mogad Avram Aleph. Right here. You know, you may have different versions of Rabbi Kivega. Okay. Rabbi Kivega has different versions. It's right in my Shulchan Aruch, it's right smack front and center on the Mogad Avraham.
Doesn't the Gemara in Tumura say that the Mishnah there says that that Chametz is listed as a Nisrafin, and the Gemara says that that's a Lidur
Rabbi Yehuda? On our text in the Mishnah, it says, I'm reading it to you, I emphasize our text. It says over here, Eila Heina Nisrafin, Chametz bePesach Yisarif. Utruma tmeya va'arla uklaya kerem. That's the Mishnah proper on daf lamed gimel amud beis. On daf lamed dalet amud aleph. Omar mar chometz pesach yisarev. Sos nam tanak Rabbi Yehuda yomar ein bir chometz alasrev. Exactly as you said. Okay. So what's your question?
I was going to say that if Chametz is one of the Nisrafim and Chum hold that Chametz is also one of the Nisrafim, they just hold of an expansive definition of Nisrafim.
Yeah, but the heat, no. The Mishnah is talking on a technical ground. You have to actually burn it with a fire. Yeah, but in the lumdus of Nasa Mitzvasan, even though it's a more expanded definition, it might still be Nasa Mitzvasan. That's what Rabbi Kivega suggests. All right? Yes, sir. Whatever is a nikbar should not be burned. So the question is, if it's a nikbar, according to Rabbi, not a nikbar. Chametz is its own unique category. In one sense, on the one hand, you don't have to burn it. It's not like klai yikarim. On the other hand, you're burying it or you're eliminating it. It's not merely to prevent the takola that no one should eat it, but the bayom be'amotze tashbisu. It's a mitzvah tashbisu.
Therefore,
it doesn't fall under the not under the category of nikbar and afram also, because here it's not a plain nikbar to avoid that color. Here would be a nikbar to fulfill tashbis. Nikbar or mefar or zor leruach amat layam, as the case may be. So far, so good, Rabbi Osei. Ad kan divrei agoyin Rabbi Kivei. Comes the Gra, those who want to look up the other answers over here, just to see before we get to Rabbi Kivei, we'll come back a little bit later. The Gra says, Rambam. And even if you don't have the Girsa Af, our Girsa Af, the Rambam has to be right. Af. Nonetheless, Pirusho Af Mefarer. Why? Why? Because the Yehuda says, Elas Reifa. Means that others can do even more than Sreif. And all the Mishnayis, Rises, all says the Sarfin, only according to Rabbi Yehuda. How can that be that someone disagrees with him? Can't be. El Afle Chachamim, Ikar Bisreifa. Ikar Bisreifa. Chidish Niflan Grom. Chidish Niflan Grom. Even according to Rabbanan, Sreifa is the Ikar. The other ways are just sort of b'diyevet. So you can never get safe, it's only if you're not some mitzvah, so you're doing the Ikar mitzvah. He tries to bring a rashi, I do not understand. Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Our Gemara. Lo Yasik. Lo Tzricha El Rab Yehuda. Mashma Degam L'Rabbana Nicha. What does that mean? These are the gross words. Lo Tzricha Dawat. What's Lo Tzricha? Lo Yasik Tana B'Kirayim. Right, what's the Havimina? Pshita? No, since if you burn it, the ashes are mutter. So, Masha the Gamla Rabbana Nicha? That's not how I read it. I thought, forget it. Rabbana, it's not Nicha. Lo Yasek, Lo Kanra, Grime remains Pshita. Of course it's also. Even the ashes are also. What's the Gra mean? I looked up in the Birchas Elio, and I couldn't understand. It didn't really address my problem. So I'm asking you, if you can, for tomorrow's Shia, I'll quote you, give me track, these four words of the Gra. Mashma the Gamla Rabbana Nicha. It's all based in the Gemara right in front of us. Open the Gemara. You see, maybe I'm missing something obvious. Rabbi say, open the Gemara. Chof Alpha Beis. Lo Yasik Tana V'Kirayim. Shita. Lo Nitzel. The back adds the word Ella. Ella Rabbi Yehuda. You only need this according to Rabbi Yehuda. You only need this thing according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan. You don't need it. What do you mean you don't need it? So the Gra's on the Pshat. You know why you don't need it? Because it's obvious. Sure, it's obvious. Because even the ashes are awesome. So, again, I'm a little bit perplexed. If you can give me a Pshat in those four words of the Gra for tomorrow's Shir, please let me know. I'm just missing it. I'm missing something obvious. Whatever it is, I'm missing it. So I'm appealing to you. Now, the Chok Yaakov here in Sivkot Nalef asks the same question. Chok Yaakov here is Sivkot Nalef. The Rambam Paskins, Rabosai, that Kol HaNikvarim Lo Yisarfu. Right? So again, the Mogad Rambam had to give a Dochak Teres. Lo Yisarfu, unless you bury them afterwards. Because so, you're worried about that. Not worried about Michshol. Okay? Not worried about Michshol. There's nothing wrong. They didn't make a blanket prohibition against burning it. Listen carefully. Ma'ashekin chometz. The chachom katoni be'edu. The nisraf v'nikbar. Ein ze bichlal stam nikbarim. The Rambam never mentioned chometz in Psulei HaMikdashin. Not nikbarim and not nisraf. It's neither nor. I should be also because of michshol. Also the kalkule akule v'gachaltam v'yafron. Tremendous kash. And Psulei HaMikdashin does the same thing. Kol ha'nikbarim lo yisarf to the Rambam. Afal pi shata machmer b'sreifason. Ata mekel b'afron. This implies that Magen Avraham is incorrect. Right? He said you should dafka not burn it. Because it will lead to a kula in its ashes. According to the Magen Avraham, you may burn it. Just watch out. Take care. That doesn't sound right from this Rambam in Perek. Where is it? Perek. So Perek Yutes Halacha Yudal. The Rambam quoted that Rambam. So I'll try to understand that Losh doesn't sound the way he was Nidchak. That's the question. Look what he answers. Hey, how can you burn it? Shem Chumer the Chometz. Yosem Yishari Suri Hanah. Dekoava Ba'yira Ba'yimotzei. Look at the first toast in the Masechta. Tfe'odif La'achme B'Sreif Faso. The shuv lo also the yisur the bayor bayimatze avshal mekel biafron. Rav also it's a cost benefit ratio. All other yisurim hanah don't burn it. It only can cause leave it to a negative. only to a negative. Just bury it. But when it comes to Pesach, we're so paranoid about Bayroah, Bayimatz, the first time it's going to be Pesach, burn it to the crisp, burn it. You know, this way, there's no chance for the Bayroah. No one can ever reclaim it, can ever reacquire it. It's been burned. It doesn't exist in this world anymore. Better to do it that way, even though you're really taking a chance that someone's going to be illicitly nana from the ashes. It's just worth doing it. So writes the Chok Yaakov over here in Sif Kotam Aleph. That's number one. Okay. But then he gives answer number two. Answer number two. Od Yeshlom. Kevan dechulei alma mevaren kedino kodem sheish. We burn kedino kodem sheish. Look back at Siman Tov Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. The Oz Gachlo the Afro Mutterbano, as the Rambam himself said, Rakim lo biro mivarach hakach, who milsa lo shicha lo gozu chachomim. Wow! Everybody burns it. What does he say? B'sheish. At that point, the Afro is taka mutter. You're gonna wait till later. It's milsa lo shich. Erabosai, why do we burn b'sheish? What does he say over here? We burn when? Kulam aplik mivaren kodem sheish. Where in Shas does it say to burn Kodem Sheish? Where? Does it say anywhere? I don't think so. When is it? Bishesh. Why do we burn before Sheish? Tell me. Because we have a new minute which is not in Shas. Do a second bittel in the morning. And once Sheish starts, too late. So presumably we kicked it back earlier. It says in the Gemara, start from Sheish, we want start from Bisov Chomesh to be able to make a subsequent Bittel. That's not the end of the Gemara. So what's the Chok Yaakov defending the Rambam based on a Bittel which he didn't even have? Rambam never quoted a Bittel in the after, I don't think. It's a later minute. Rashi talks about Shnei Gia Rosh, Shnei Gia Chatovim. That bothers me a little bit. But we'll discuss it, Mitzvah Shem. I doubt I'll get to it tomorrow, probably next week, the question of when do we really burn? What's the status of the sixth house? Should we be burning at the beginning, before? So Blinetta will talk about that at a later sheet. In any event, Rabosai, turn to the Rosh here, end of Siman Gimel. Turn to the Rosh, end of Siman Gimel. Just to show you a little postscript over here. The Rosh, end of Sim, Perik Beit, end of Sim and Gimel, quotes the big Machlokas, a poskim over here, how do we pass in the Machlokas, a beauty in the Rabbanon. It says, Rashi, Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh, Sim and Gimel, it's page 10 in our print, column 1, the narrow lines. Rashi, Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda, why? Stam, Mishra, the Kavva, say, through Alam, Gimel, and Beit, the Choshev, Chometz, Bichlal, Kolan, Israfim. Fine. Far. Who else passed in this way? Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mrs. Smag, Rav Bartzaloni. Oh, we've had him yesterday. He brought various rayas, Daf Heyman Aleph, Vagaonim, Pasuk Chachamim, Kinkos of Balahita, Rabbeinu Yonah, I Stam Tumura. Hey, Mercedes, Aloch Karabim. Aloch is Karabim. We don't, it's like there's a Mishnah right in our Daf. Rabim. Fine. Last three lines. Vimrotzo lahachmir al atzma v'lisra v'sanikvarim rashoy. Hold on. Ror lahachmir l'sarfo l'sreva chamur rashoy. What about rashoy? It's against the Gemara. There's a korban asana. What are you talking about? The koshali. What are you talking about? Machar v'srefos and megal v'afron. And it's rough mafram mutabek bar mafranos, it's a mafurishi gemara. So I'll call him a lachikama. The yachmer l'sarfa v'lik bar ha'efer, k'desh le'yana mimena, as the Mogan Avram says, he has to be a Rambam Tavimam. Oh, that's what he said? Ike chosam in a sefer. Ike chosam in a sefer. I mean, what's shot in the rush? Okay? And then he says the second part of the Chok Yaakov. Pirsha Bevet Tamzal Adaf Yudbeit. They both said, still the Ma'amakomus. Anyone finish yet? He finished. Well, no, I didn't finish. Two guys? No one's finished. Okay, I'm not. I told you. I'm not rushing. Take your time. I'm not rushing you. You have plenty of time for the Ma'amakomus. These are all the clothing. Right? B'shas v'yiro ashpasasa b'chol dover ha'ima b'sho shishis v'yoz v'gil na'olmas d'varo ein afkusim b'psak da kuli'ay v'ein odom masha chemtso aracha chatzos v'yaf l'pirish rashi b'sho chamishis mode shemivara b'chol dover. That's a very important line which we'll get to a little bit later on. Okay, so that's your big nafkamina, etc., etc. We have to learn your base of the base very carefully. It's on the Makoros. I'm not up to it today. Okay, just reading it once we hear it right. Now Rabbi said, today's top, this is just introduction to the Shia, part one. Part two of today's Shia is straight from the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov of the Stipler. I brought it in. The first two Simonim we have in this Sefer HaMsochim are classics, and I want to discuss it from his perspective, even though obviously these issues have been tackled by others, some of whom he quotes even in this presentation. You may recall, just to refresh your memories, the Kasha of the Rashash. Well, let's first turn to the Gemara of Avamid Beis, and then we'll see the Rashash that we already saw, I believe it was last week. On the Avamid Beis, the Gemara says as follows. Habodek Tzorach Shiyavata. Everyone with me? Habodek Tzorach Shiyavata. We've been there before. Says the Gemara, why do Bittel? Piruvin. Purim is garbage. Amar Rava. Zeru Hashem Yimtza Gluska Yafa V'data Yilave. Shut. That's what we're afraid about. Says Rashi. Chashuva Hi V'yena. V'chas Oleh Ole Sarfa U'masha Afilu Rega Echad V'nimtza Ove Oleh V'bal Yorav V'yimatze Abel Mishet Bitla Eino Over V'lokosa V'ala Tashbisu Tashbisu M'vatla. So what do you see, Klar? That Bitla solves the problem of Dato Ale. Correct? That's what it says. Why need Bittel to solve the problem of Dato Ale and Gluskiyah? Correct? Please turn to the Rashash. Again, this is a word. It's Chazar. The very first Rashash in the Masechta. Volkness of Hamas. The first one. The harav is the mafarshi the talad lo samchinan abitul. We don't rely on bitul. Why? The chashinan shami yimtza gluski yafefia v'nimlach al bitulo. You're afraid he's going to back out from his bitul. So says the Bar Tanura and his pirush on the mission. Frek the Rashash. What? Tamua on the kamav of a base mura lehedja the bitul as the lo chashasha the gluska. We're not worried about the Gluska Yafa if he already did Bittel. What's going on? That's his kasha. Here's a Dochak Teretz. Comes a Stipler, and here's a very important Teretz I want to share with you. How do you translate Data Olet? He says Rashi and the Bar Tanur gave two different translations, because one is the Gemara, and one is the Bar Tanur. Not discussing the Gemara. The Gemara's Data Ale, as Rashi explained, is what? Masha Fila Regacha. You're not running, you're not running, you're not running to burn it. That second, you see it, take a good, shoo, throw it into the fire. In those days, they're boasted, the assumption is everybody had a fire going. Today, no one has a fire going. We'll have to get to it later. First of all, it's Chomas and Pesach, what do you do with it? Do you wait to build the fire? Where are you going to find the fire nowadays? Yes, I'm sorry. Correct. No, that doesn't bother me. You could be nimlach on the bittul. As a matter of fact, the Ramban said you could. I think, play your Ramban. They're both saying, I still have the Ramban on file. See, please, if you have a Ramban, if you have one, pull it out. I think I still have mine here, I think. Pull out your Ramban. Everyone, please play your Ramban, please. He asked a good question. Let's pull out the Ramban, see what it says. Ramban says, yeah, the last paragraph that we saw is what? He says, the Kolshkin, the last words, Chomech ain't bitula mitchilaso elabedato, shlorotu bikiyumo, b'chol shachoza v'nosan dato, all of overhu. The contrary, look at Rashi, it's easy to back out. Easier. So often it's not hefty, often we acquire it. That's a Rambam. Okay. So that's what this staff is answering, Rabbi Osai. There are two different things of Da'at Elayim. Here in the Gemara, on Bav, he doesn't want to undo the bittel, chas v'sholem. He's just not running that split second to take the glushki up and throw it into the fire. So had he not been mevatel it, he'd be over by Roy Bar Motzi on the spot. Now that he's mevatel it, there's no avera. He'll take it. 2 minutes, he'll throw it in there. He's busy doing something. He sees it. Oh, let me just finish this phone conversation. I have to finish texting. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in the middle. So I'll finish doing what I'm doing. Then I'll take the chametz and throw it into the fire. I never had to mind to keep it long term. No, just those few seconds. Every second is an avera. So bittul overcomes that avera. But if you back out, different story. With this as disciple, we answer the kash of Tosfos. V'dati lave, look at some of the Tosfos above on the page. V'dati lave, pirish, velo botel me'elo. Kemo piru. Okay, it's contrary to piru. Vapirsha kuntris kosher. My porach kimashkachas le nevatlo. That's more next question. Let's do the bit right then and there. Hopirish vidati lave shechosale levatlo. He doesn't want him nevatlo. That's not what he said. What did Rashi say? Vachosale le sorfo. It's a levatlo. Which is not in the rush to get off his seat this second in the middle of texting or who knows what. To go and throw into the fire. Nothing against Bittel at that moment in his mind. He's just not getting out of his seat to throw it into the fire immediately. That's all. So had he not done a Bittel, the Baliroa, even for that few seconds, now that he has done a Bittel, it's not. That's all. He was asking Akasha, let him Mavatlet on the spot. Yeah, I see this. I'm a Mavatlet right now. So why am I not throwing into the fire? Because I'm in the middle of texting. Yeah, Europe, they're covered. I don't know if they're little texting, they're stop and start. I don't know. Boy says, I've got to the Shabbanara buddies. So that's why. He's just a little bit lazy. I think it's a beautiful answer. It's a beautiful answer, I suppose. Beautiful answer. Beautiful. Okay, that's Rabosai, what I wanted to point out to you over here. In terms of this. Concept. Rabosai, I want to introduce now, which maybe we should on the very first day. There is a very famous presentation in Minchas Chinuch. This is very famous. Whoever learns these in Yonim, you start with the Minchas Chinuch. It's Mitzvah Tes, Hashpasas Chametz Tashvisu, towards the beginning. In this edition, the beautiful new edition, the Nachon Yerushalayim, it's called Os Aleph. It does span, Rabosai, a significant amount of words and pages. I'm going to give you some of the highlights of this presentation. Simon Tess, Os Aleph, 9. It's a Chakira. We call it Yeshiva Shel Chakira. What's Pshat in Tashbis? Chakira. Here's the Pshat, Rabosai. Here's the Pshat that you mekayim the mitzvahs asay b'shevi al tasa. The nature of the mitzvah is not to own chametz. How you get to that result, I don't care. Right now you own chametz, no problem. Well, no. Odilma, the next paragraph. Odilma, the mitzvah ola b'kum v'asay the yashvis al chametz. The emein lo chametz lo kiyim v'asay. K'mo shemisha ein lo dalat kanfis. He has no full coin of garment. Nay, they ain't over him. Here too. And such is over there, it's a good idea to buy a four-cornered garment to the Kaimitz Hashem Yisbarach. So too, buy yourself chometzing and burn it. Wow. Nafkamina, class of Minchas Chinuch, someone took my chometz and threw it into the fire. And I sue him for 10 zehuvim. Took a mitzvah away from me. If it's a mitzvah, I get mitzvah points, he took it from me, I got 10 zehuvim. But if not, the nature of the mitzvah, I have no chametz. I have no chametz. I have to mean, if I threw it, he threw it, it's all the same thing. I have no chametz. That's his chakira. Next question. Unbelievable. You ate chametz on Pesach. Assuming, he's assuming like the Balamar, the eating could be tashvisu. Is it mitzvah over there? This is classic of the chasim. If it's a ma'isa mitzvah, no good, mitzvah over there. But if all is, I have no chametz, I have no chametz. I don't care how I got no chametz, I ate it. I was mekayem tashvisu. Wild. More than that, what will happen if I eliminate the chametz, the chametz before high noon on Erev Pesach? He's assuming that a pashut achilek more splits the day in half. It's only the second half of this tashvis. So if I got rid of the chametz in the first half of the day, if it's sheval tas, I got rid of it. Doesn't matter how it went. If it's the second half of the day, no, I was mevatel the mitzvah. I did not fulfill tashvis at the right time. Those are the three nafkaminos he rattles off over here in paragraph O on the first page, page Nun Zayin, in this beautiful print. Okay. Very nice chakira. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis. That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosis, the bad bit. Take a look. Tosu says, and let's take a look at the Avdala Mavetz. Now I'm giving you the Minchas Chinuch presentation. Please open up to the Avdala Mavetz. Again, we've been in all these places before, but we have to come back to them. Dalit Amud Beis. Midoraisa Vitl Bial Masagi. Pirish Vekuntris Vidachsiv Tashbisu. Loksiv Tavaru. Almad Hashbosa Balevi. Koshal Ari. Hashbosa Havari. Below Bittel, quotes the Gemara on Hamadah from the Kiva Omer. We're talking about Tashbisu is to eliminate, to burn it. The old Tashbisu is Me'achileg, Shumishay Shol Sulamala. Me'achar is Sulamani Bittel, Rebbeinu Shalem. Those assume they have to a Maisa of Hashbasa, which can only be done after high noon. So obviously it can't be Bittel, because Bittel can only be done before noon. It's Tosfos Kasha. What will Rashi answer? We said the Ramban. Rambo say, look at the Ramban again. Ramban gave us the answer. Look, Rambo said, please open the Ramban again. Please. You have the Ramban in front of you. It gives you explicitly what he thinks the answer is to answer Shita's Rashi. Umashikshu Rabbi Hasenu HaTorfatim Zal. This is column 1, if you have it in front of you. The bottom paragraph. Achilek Tashvisu. Eina Kusha. Dechi Amrit Tevaru Heitzivo Levar HaChatzos. You're telling me. Fala B'shatz Fiyura Kvavar Lov. You can't wait a second after 12 o'clock. Ela She Mevuor O Mevutul B'Chatzos Komar Achmano. It has to be, it's fulfilled B'Shevi Altas at high noon. So Mr. Zalman has in the bottom, if you see it, we have only half of his comment. The Chorakoshet and Cain, namely B'yomtav, my program, Rabbi Akiva, it's against Rabbi Akiva on Afayim and Aleph. Look at the Pnei Yeshua. He answers, Od Yeshlom, etc., a whole footnote of the Rishon Zalman. We'll see later how this footnote comes into play, B'siyata Vishmai. The kid says, this is how what the Minchas Chinuch said, is Mechavet to the Ramban. He's Mechavet to the Ramban. And according to Rashi, the nature of the mitzvah is Shevi Al Taz. That's what it says? That's what it says. Fine. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. Now, Fred, according to Tosfos, however, no. There's a mitzvah aseir bosai to burn chametz after chatzos. Frek the Minchas Chinuch towards the end. Right? Paragraph Ulefizet. Page Nun Tes. According to Tosfos, listen to this. Kava the Chal Olav Al Adam Chiyuv Mitzvah B'Chatzos Hayom. Im Kain Mitzvah Olav Shiyah Lo Chometz V'Yavar B'Chatzos. Kemo She'Adam Mitzuva L'Knos Talas Vas Arba Kampis. Im Kain Heich Tiknu Chazal Lithrof B'Tchilas Sheish. Heich Yechol Im Lak Or Mitzvah Satorah Mikol Mekom V'Shim Siyog. You can't do that. The Chazal have no right to uproot a mitzvah completely. Who said so? Who said so? I don't know who said so. It's a famous man who said so in three different places. World famous. Anybody know? The Taz. He says it in Choshen Mishpat Simon Beis. He has it in Yoredeya, I think Simon Kuf Yud Zayin. And in Orachayim, towards the end, in Hilchos, either Hilchos Shofar or Hilchos Lulav, he discusses, I think Hilchos Shofar, if I'm not mistaken. He wants to know why did the Chazal make a gzeres not to blow Shofar at all, because it's a Rabbanon of Mashmiya Kol. So the Taz answers, Chazal have no right to uproot a mitzvah completely. They can't. Even though they have a good reason to it, they can't. And he suggests, the Taz, I think in all those three places, and that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin that Bezdin has the right to make Siyogim, that's a Siyogim Torah, below Lavra al Divrei Torah. Very unusual phrase. Below Lavra al Divrei Torah. That's what it means, he says. They cannot create a Siyog which will completely eliminate a mitzvah Sasei Darais. They talked about Mila. How can we do Mila Vashmini Mishabis? Why don't we do Xer Shema will carry the Mila night? So he says, since the Torah is Beferish, Biyom Hashmini, it's as if it's Beferish Mishabis, because it's Biyom Hashmini, the Rabbah Shabbos, they can't stop it completely. They can't stop Lulav, they can't stop Shofar completely. Only on Shabbos, not on Yontif. Whatever, there's a whole Marot. Although the Mechassin does not quote the Taz, surprisingly, I don't see him quoting the Taz. He says, I explained a few places in this Chibur, I didn't look it up. So look at Reish Pei Zayin Yibayt, maybe they quote the Taz. It cannot be Oker, Shofar, Ein Yecholim Lakar Mitzvah Sator Shul Yid B'tkoh B'yomtav Shem Shem Yitak and Klei Shir. Can't do it, even though it is a Siyog B'Shem Bal Taz. He can't do it. So how did they do it over here? They did it. They did it. They said every Jew get rid of his chametz by the sixth hour before Chatzos. And the dochak to say that you'll be once in a while you'll have a mitzvah of tashbisu b'daraisa v'nis chametz lo. Suddenly something's going to become chametz on Pesach. It's dochak. Zok the mechaz chinuch. Amazingly, the only time we say that the Chazal have no right to undo a mitzvah and say it completely, if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis that you must perform. Lulav, Shofar, Mila. Can't do it. Tzitzis is different. Tzitzis is a... What is tzitzis about? What is tzitzis? We call it mitzvah kiyumis. Buy four corners and put on it. If you don't buy four corners, Gemara's a menachas, you're really not really punishable, except either the risk or the malach gets angry at you, who knows what. It's not like that guy doesn't put on tefillin, the guy doesn't shake a lulav. So to tashbisu. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You get mitzvah points, and you'll lose it if it's mitzvah of aveir. And the guy has to give you 10 zeluvim if he does it instead of you, as we saw earlier. Afal piken, chazal, the ability to completely obliterate it. Which they did. Ad kan, minchas chinuch. This is all famous minchas chinuch. Mitzvahs I say, mitzvah test, and which have a chance of to look inside to see. He quotes the Shalom. Shalom said the same thing. Bakdamal the Torah, mitzvahs lanachri sashich, to charge interest from a goy. And the Chazal said you should get involved with business with a goy, a whole story, but against the mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to lend money to a goy. But I'm just giving you, actually gives a source from the Shalom to the similar idea. Rabosai, what about Tosa Shita? What about Tosa Shita? So the Mechaz Chinuch is in complete opposition to Rashi. Tosis holds, no, it's a kiyum aseach tashbisu. You got to go ahead and do something. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah b'shei v'altasa, but rather b'kum v'aseach. That's what Tosis seems to be saying over here on the Abdallah numbered base. Okay. Says he, Kilus Yak. In this edition, Rabosai, it's the second page, it's called page Vav, the bottom of the second column, to the brackets. The Alshem Mechaz Chinuch said a mitzvah test that according to Tosfos is mucha, that the mitzvah is maaseh hashbasa. And you should go buy chametz in order to destroy it. I'm not so sure, says the Sanhedrin. I'm not so sure. Maybe even Tos agrees. Iker mitzvah ach shiyeh mushpas bimeno chametz. It shouldn't be any chametz. If you didn't buy any chametz, never owned any chametz, you can kind of mitzvah by itself. Nonetheless, says the stipler, Pirush hakosu shekosva Torah tashbisu haino asiyas hashbosa. Now both sides, the Torah gives you the how to go and eliminate the chametz. Even though that itself is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the result of having it been eliminated. Whether you bought it and eliminated, we never had it, it's the same thing. Where do you find the thing in the Holy Torah? Gives three examples where the Torah says, also do this, but that's not the mitzvah itself. Who knows? I guess you have one right away.
I don't know if it's supposed to be the Torah, but
Achilas and Yain. No. The Farish in Torah. The Torah says three places. Do this, make this. Sukkah is one. Tzitzis is two. Very good. You already have two. You got two already. Two out of three right away. He says, also them tzitzis, chaka sukkos ta'asalacha, and the last one, doesn't say the word also, uchsaf the mezuzah ve'serusha. You'll write the mezuzah. You can make the tzitzis, and write the mezuzah, and build the sukkah. You got nothing. Nothing. You have to eat in the live in the sukkah. You have to put on the mezuzah. You have to wear the tzitzis. So the Torah formulates it in a certain way. That's not the ultimate. It's also over here. That's what he's saying over here. Same thing over here. HaTorah medaberes tashbisu latos hashbasa b'shvul she'em mushbas. Mele buchach al chaponim d'yein bitl b'chla hashbasa d'yein shvotos v'achashesh. Maybe even Tosfos agrees with the Ramban Yesod that the nature of the mitzvah of Osai is what? Is what? Not to do something, but it's fulfilled b'shev v'altasa. That's what the stipler says. What do you mean, what's the kasha against Rashi? Because Rashi understood the word tashbisu means tevatlu. You can tevatlu in the morning, and it's gone in the afternoon. Tosfos tashbisu means to eliminate. Not that elimination is the mitzvah per se. It's like making the tzitzis. I should eliminate it, so it should be eliminated. That sounds interesting. But the mice elimination is what the Torah is talking about, which cannot be after chatzos, so it can't be bitl. Which has to be after chatzos, so it can't be bitl. This is his. The disciple. So the Minchas Chinuch said, Rabbi Osai, this is fundamental chakira. Is it a mitzvah to do something, or shev al taseh, is a machlokos Rashi and Tosis. The stipler says no, even according to Tosis, the mitzvah is what? The shev al taseh. It's telling you how to get to that stage. That's what he says. We'll see later, as something the exact opposite. Even according to Rashi, the mitzvah is to do something. We love our Gedolei Torah. We have the Minchas Chinuch, makes so much perfect sense to us, and they chep on both sides. The stipler is saying that even according to Rashi Tosfos Shita, it's fulfilled b'shev al tasa. We shall see, not this minute, but something even according to Shita Sa. What did I say? So he says even according to Tosfos Shev al tasa, even according to Rashi, it's Kumbhav say. Patience, we'll get to it, not this minute. Okay, everyone with me so far? Yes, sir. That's how we answered it.
So, was it that's consistent with Rashi or with Tosfos?
No, the only problem according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, there's no problem. According to Tosfos, there's a mitzvah, say the Raisa, to burn chametz after 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. Nobody does it. Does anybody ever do it? Did anybody ever do it? You see all the Ramah Kamer, so the Mordechai? You didn't see it yet. Okay.
It was
one of the Rishonim who kept the Kazayas after Chatzos to burn it. You don't want to miss up with Mrs. Seder Rice? The boy said, anyone here ever follow his example? No way! No one does that.
Didn't the Mordechai say they didn't approve of it?
Well, somebody did it, didn't do it. It's a whole discussion in the morning. We'll see. Anyway, this is the presentation of Osai of the Michas Chet. Now comes the stipler goes further. What exactly is Tosfos Kasha against Rashi from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says that you have to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. Right? Let's take a look. Let's see Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Akiva. Let's take a look quickly over here. Rabbi Akiva Omen. It's the first wide line, Hey Amenal. For most of you with me, the first wide line, Hey Amenal. Ain't it Sarah? All the other previous, I don't need any other previous derivations. Hayomer, Ah, Yom Yishlishi Tosorim Batechem, Uksiv Kamalach Alo Sasu, or Kamalach Alo Yosabahem, to be more precise, Umatil Lava Rashiyad Malacha, stop. He put three things on the table. Ach, Mitashvis, no, take that. Tashvis on day one, Kamalach Alo Yosabahem, he came to Malach on Yantah, and Avar is not Malacha. So it's impossible to say, you know, we should meet on the 15th day of Nisan, because you're not allowed to burn the chametz. We need to derive some, Nisan Malacha. Must be on the 14th. Must be on the 14th. Rashi. Shia Malacha. Vizu Avara Shlola Tzorachi. Vakosav Asa Malacha B'yantav. That the Chayrish Rabba also come, must be. So right, Rabba Osai, the Gemara and Rashi. So Tosus has to go over here. On Dav. Dalam and Beis, Rabbi Osai. How can it be? Rabbi Kiva, Omer, and Tzorach, Rabbi Omer, and Tashvis, and Masina, and Baruch, Shia, Malocha. You see, Klar, the definition of Tashvis was what? Is burning. Burning. In fact, let's start with the following Kasha. Very nice. That's Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva hold? What does Rabbi Akiva hold, among other things, on the Hayim and Beis, the famous one at the top line, Shmamina and Rabbi Akiva Tlas. The first one, Shmamina Ein Bir Chomet Ela B'Sreifa. Rabbi Isai, can only burn like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So what calls this cash against Rashi? The Rashi is Shver from Rabbi Akiva. Rashi has an easy answer. An easy answer. What's the easy answer? Depends on the Machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Osai, you're right. Tashbisu is an action which must be done after burn it. We pass like, well, actually Rashi passed like a Yehuda, so a little trouble. But according to the Rabbanon, and Rabbanon say, you can eliminate the chametz any way you want. You can do what? You can throw it into the ocean. You can pulverize it. So you can also do bittul. That the question doesn't even begin. The machlokas will be whether you have to dafka burn it. Burn it to the exclusion of pulverization and exclusion of bittul. Or, no, you can pulverize it with a vatlin. So you can't see a kash against bittul from Rabbi Akiva. He was on a different planet, like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the disciples suggested. What does Tosfos want from poor Rashi? What's the question? I'll read it to you. What can we say? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need Sreifa, derives from Dosar. There must be Sreifa, not Bittl, obviously. According to Rabbanan, Bechol Dabar, so Bittl is included in Ashbosa. So he says the following answer. Lo Mistaber, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, Cholkin ala Mavur, Bishas, Bishitus, the Midoraisa, Bittl Sagi. It's inconceivable to Tosfos that according to Rabbi Yehuda, which requires Sreifa, that Bittl does not exist. It's inconceivable. According to Rashi, maybe it is conceivable. He suggests Rashi may hold Eino Chinami Rabbi Yehuda lo Mahani Bittul Kevin the Tashbisul the Diday Eino Ela B'Sreifa Eino Chinami. A wild suggestion. Maybe according to Rashi, Rabbi Osai, it will not work.
But it's Rashi Paskins that
so Bittul
be also not
that's a problem. But he says, well, would answer the Pnei Yeshua's question. Elta Zeta Pnei Yeshua, now Beis asks the question. Quod Rabbi Yehuda, the fire of Zorah, the Ruach doesn't work. Why? Let it work within Bittul. When I take my chametz and I pulverize and throw it into the ocean, that's no worse than a Bittul. That's Bittul with a capital B. I'm not saying leave Bottle Kafadiara. I'm mamash making it out of there. I'm throwing it into the ocean in smithereens. The Pnei Yeshua's question. Pnei Yeshua's question. So what's the answer to that question? The question ain't a phenomenon. According to Rabbanan, it would work. According to Abuda, it wouldn't work. Bittul taka no good. Bittul, there is no bittul. Kiddush, according to Abuda, no bittul. According to Tosus, there's no problem. Why? Because Tosus holds. And Biachama is a little bit straight, but it's only the Achar Zmani Sura. And then, in point of fact, that it doesn't work. Pnei Yeshua himself says so. And Avdali says, okay, Adkan, this part. There's only one problem, Rabbi Osai, with the Gemara on that Mem Tes Omer Aleph. Please turn. Mem Tes Omer Aleph. one slide problem. Just give you the type of fasting presentation in Siman Aleph. Mem tes amud aleph. What does it say? Aholech lishko des pisco v'lomlas beno v'lechel sudas erison. We go on to three mitzvahs. V'niska sheyesho v'sof beis chamas sof beiso. V'yoch v'lach zol levar v'lach zol mitzvah so yach zol v'yavar. V'mlav mivat lo b'libo. We both say, just by a search, the word mivat lo bitlo chamas, is it found in another mission in Shas besides this one? Bitl chamas. Where is it found? Here, I have it right here. Mem tes amud aleph. In Mishnais, this was a Bucky Mishnais. Is Bittl find any other Mishnah about this one? You ready to point out that base is not found? So the question, why it's not found? Could be its only place. Okay? You can do your search engines. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ureminu, Aholich level Sudas Eretz in the base Chamid, Felish both Shvisas or Rishus, of Yaks and Yad. Or Rabbi Yochan, or Kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Tanya Sudas Eretz and Rishus to Rabbi Yehuda. So our mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. No, so the first mission according to Rabbi Yehuda is Bittul. How can Rashi hold this no Bittul according to Rabbi Yehuda? This is Rabbi Yehuda and it's Bittul. That's a stipler, partial answer. I mean, that's what I would have suggested on my own right away. Nah, it's Rabbi Yehuda by Sudas Eretz and Rishus, not Rabbi Yehuda with all of his other sheeters, including that the Yitzhak. There's a quirk. Happens to be the same Tana. That's what I would have said as a Dabba Pashut. That's one answer. The second answer the disciple gives is yes. By doing Bittul, you have absolved yourself from Bayeroa, by Yimotze, but you have not fulfilled Tashvisu. Okay. This is his Aris Duets. Adkan, I've also spent a half an hour just going through the Minchas Chinuch with the disciples edition. I think it's fascinating. Introductory yisodos. One thing I opened the side, but I couldn't resist but going through the next two pieces. And just do the next pieces very briefly. There is a girus in the Rambam, but you may have seen when you saw the girus in the Rambam, that bittul does not work for chometz yodua. You read out of Yerushalmi, which may have indicated that, right? Whatever chometz you don't know, you say, any odea, you bottle, right? You bottle. Call chometz any odebo, you bottle. So the Rambam, according to one text, and they make a big deal out of it in the Frankel Rambams, that this text does exist. The Kesef Mishnah famously quotes this text. It's in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. And they have it on the side of the Rambam of Frankel. They have it such a curious, in fact, did exist in some old Rambams. What did it say? What did it say? Over his follows. She yosir ha-chometz ha-yodua lo merishuso. Get rid of it. Etc. That was the Gersa of the Kesef Mishnah. That could be the wrong Gersa of the Rambam, very likely the wrong Gersa in the Rambam, but somebody said it. There are those who said it. If it won't be the Rambam, then somebody else said it. It's quoted by various Rishonim and various Gaonim. Somebody said it. I don't want to spend too much time who said it. Somebody said it. Who done it? Somebody said it. There's such a sheet that exists out there. Even though it's a minority view. Promise against the mission. You said the mission. Aholich lomalus b'no. Remember, you have chametz. What do you do? Bittul. You know this chametz. You know this chametz. Another Gemara. And a number of Gemaras. But the other Gemara is something in the first parak, Rabosai. The first parak. How far must you go in eliminating chametz? How far must you go? Who wants to know? The last two narrow lines on the Yudim and Beis. Kikar b'shmei korah. Tzorach sulam lahorida o ein tzorach. Mi'amrinan kulelo atrachu rabbonan. They didn't want to bother you so much. What do they do about it? Says Rashi, v'yavad l'beliko, obviously. Right? So you see that bittul works, Rabosa. Even though it's chametz yodua. You know it's right there. I can see it up there. Up there in the Shnei Korah. The rafters. Yes?
Why does this gear so of why does that imply that if you don't, if you know about it, then you can't be mindful?
That's what it says beferish. He says they're as follows. Yosir HaKamatz Yadula Bereshusa. Vishayna Yadula Yivatla Beliva. Implying clearly if it's Yadula, you have to get rid of it. You can't have to get out of your shoes. I mean, that's the pasha to read. Again, someone had says that. You want to know where else to find it. If the Rambam didn't say it, so the... a Gaon says it. Oh. Prichodesh Toflam and Aleph. The Kolba quotes Das HaGaon Zal. Lo Mahani Bitla Bechamet Yedua. Okay. So the Gaon. Where? Who exactly is the Gaon? Everyone's a Gaon. But who is the Gaon whom the Prichodesh refers? So we'll look at the fancy Shulchan Aruch. We'll see if they tell you who the Gaon is. Okay. But the sheet, I'm sure the sheet exists. So even if it's not the Rambam, but someone says it, and how can it be against at least two Gemaras? That's the problem. Okay, let's see if I can find it quickly. Hold on a second. Oh! Kolbo is in Chometz U'matza Simen Memches Zayin Amibes quotes a Gaon. Doesn't tell who the Gaon is. Chometz Yadua Lo Sagan B'Tel B'Yama. Okay? Fine. What's his raya? Chof Zayin Amud Beis. They both said, see the raya. If you don't see the raya, you can't appreciate it. Open the police to Chof Zayin Amud Beis. This is the raya that either the Gaon himself brought or the Kolbo quoted from the Gaon. But if you bring a Kolbo and Shir Tamar, we'll read it. It's in Chomet Tumat Simen Memches, page Zayin Amud Beis, probably in the regular print. The Gemara is the following. Fascinating Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ein Bir Chomet Salatzrek. Tanya. Halfway down. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bechamis on the Shreva, but I didn't know it. Uma no sar shena bebayiro bayamotze. Tone Shreva. No sar has to be burned. Before she pasuk, right? Chomet sheshu baro bayamotze. Lo kol shekain. Certainly, it has to be burned. Amulo, they said Rabbi Yehuda, Kol din shatadon tchilasa lahachmer v'sofa lahokel, ain't no din. We can't accept it because it ended up in the kula. What? Lo motza eitzim v'sofa ye yosher u'botel v'atorah matashvisa stomi batechem v'chol dava shle yachol hashvisa. It's impossible to say you have to have straight for dafka. It's the end of the tashvisa chas v'shol. Frek to go, what do you mean? Do pittle. Do pittle. Must be the pittle does not work for chomer to do. What do you say? Yeah?
Just a question on the use of a chomer. But he could have just as well had to have a call of chomer from anything that requires kvura, which doesn't have body around body. So why is it better
for us? Well, srefa is considered a more chomer thing than kvura. It's the more strict way to handle it. We saw in the rush, it's strict. Adkan, the pre-Chodesh's question. So, the Steinberg has a very nice, beautiful answer, that I think is the correct answer. It's why should Bittel not work for Chometz to do it? Very simple. Rabosai, with the expression in America, put your money where your mouth is. Have you heard that expression? Huh? You heard of it? Put your money where your mouth is. What they're trying to say is, we don't believe talk is cheap, words are cheap. Put your money where your mouth is. If you really mean you revile the chametz, well, throw it into the fire. Right now. For the stipler, that's only true when an opportunity is right in front of you. You have two choices. You can throw it into the fire, or you can just words are cheap. Say, I'm a vatlet. Come on, man. Who are you fooling? Say, I'm a vatlet. You don't really mean it. If you meant it, you throw it into the fire. But if you're in a circumstance where there's an objective impediment to throwing into a fire, then there's no reyusa, there's no shortcoming in your formulation of bittul at that moment in time. For example, I'm on the way to a bris mila, I'm about my child. Or, I have to go get a guy to climb 50 feet up, and you have to go hire someone that costs me money to go schlep to the rafters to get rid of that kicker up there. Or, to go back to the first round of the Masechta. Bidika bittul, midaraisa, Bittel b'amasagi. It's a pain in the neck to do a whole full-fledged search and destroy mission called Bedikas Chametz. So since it's not so easy to do the elimination of the Chametz, so then my beer, excuse me, then my Bittel is taken at face value and it's good. All the goal meant is that I have Chametz just right in front of my nose and a fireplace crackling right over there. Shh, big fire. And it's just as easy to draw into the fire and decide to get away with words which are cheap. Then we don't trust you. That Bittel is not, it's a suspect. Adkan, Simon Beis. Yes?
Versus this Doraisa Durabana that we won't let Bittel.
Probably Durabana.
Okay, because.
What to this? Probably.
If Bittel works through Hefker, then there should be some.
We're not discussing it. Hefker is a different story. A different story. But Kitzer, this is what I'm suggesting. Now, yes, sir.
That Saito's explanation works for his explanation of Tosfos also.
Good question. No. He's coming not to answer the Gaon and the so-called Rambam. It's a separate piece. I don't think about it. Good question. And now for the final part of today's year is the Kilas Yaakov Simon Gimel. It's an Achilles Yaakov day. Right? It's good to see you though. It's a good early Olam of our time. You know, we have a generation ago. It starts with another famous Rambam, which you sure should have seen by now. Perek Aleph and Chametz Matzah Halacha Gimel. Everyone turn there about said these are all fundamentals. That's what we're spending time on fundamentals now. Not on the specific details. Fundamentals. Right to Rambam. Eino loke mishum lo yirob lo yimotze. You're not loke. Elohim came kona chametz for Pesach. You bought chametz on Pesach. Oh chimtzo, you made chametz on Pesach. Then she yasub o maisa. Otherwise, a lavshem o maisa. Lavshem o maisa. You don't chametz before Pesach. You didn't burn it. You're over in two lavin. No malchus. Lo asub o maisa. Shut. Rabosai, this is a major question. Turn to the Gemara that you use. Otan the Maramakovus. Sadi hei amad alef. Please turn. Sadi hei amad alef. Sadi hei amad alef. Towards the bottom. This is an interesting sugi by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. The whole story. Not really, though. I'm skipping. I'm just going to read the second half of the Amud brief. Just excerpt. Tanur Rabbanan, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu also. You mean by all by Yemotze? No. All right. Any of this is I say Lo Sase Minayim, Vashiru Menu Ad Boker. Vashiru Menu Ad Boker. It's found in Parshas Balosra by Pesach Sheni. Any of the mitzvahs is Lo Sase Hashenitik La Ase. What do you mean? How the pasuk goes on? Who can finish the pasuk? Right. It says elsewhere. It says, "But those who menorah boker bo'esh nisrofu." We call that what? A lot. Lo sasei shenitek laasei. Ever know that phrase? What do we call that for short? Lav hanitek laasei. The world famous principle. There's no malchus on a lav hanitek laasei. Ever know what that means? Ever heard of it? Right. Famous cloud. And Uncle's malchus. Ever? Who does not know what this means? Who never heard of this before? Never heard of it, Baruch Hashem. It's famous. Lavin Lasei, Ain Lokanon. Fine. Okay? Mitzvah Losa Se Goma Minayim, Etz Lo Yishbrubo. It's also Pasuk in Parshas Balosa. Okay? Fine. Mora says, this is Miyutim and it's Ribuyim. Again, I'm skipping a little bit. Micah Marvele, now in the last few lines of the daf, Lo Sotsimi Menu. What does that say? Pasuk and Parshas Bo, right? Lo Sotsimi Nabayis Min Abasa Chutza. Okay. Micah Marvele, Lo Yerov Lo Yimotze. There's no Bayor by Yimotze on Pesach Sheni. Brackets, parentheses. The Domile, the High in Aloka, the Avalav Shinitikla say. It's in parentheses, yes, it's in parentheses. And if you look on the side, some don't have it. Tosis, Marsha, all on the Marmakomas. that they didn't have this, the Raf didn't have it, for example, because the Raf printed on the side of the daf, but apparently Rashi did have it. That's critical. Right? Lo yeroe, Rabosai, the last Rashi, the last line of the page, Vim nire, is Yifan Chometz, Tashvisu, Li'olamu ba'amod v'ashves, Kol yamo samoi. That's the expression of Maramakas that we learned in the third parak. Ba'amod v'ahavzer koi, ba'amod v'ahashves koi. So Rashi seems to have had the girsa that Ba'yirol ba'yimotze is a lav in the glass say. The question becomes, the Rambam doesn't hold. The Rambam holds it's not lav. You got malchus for it. The question is why? That it's against the Gemara is no problem. You had a girsa sarach, which you usually have. But it's against the Svara. Why is it not that the glass say? You want to see what Tosa says it is. Chav Testament base. Please turn to the, I think the last line. Give a look, please. Chav Testament base. Chav Testament base. The last line. The Tama Mishum, the Loyira, Nit the glass say, Kulachach, and Ovek Shemavar Lebasov. If you burn it at the end, there's no problem. This is the famous Tosa, what's called Masha Amanas Levaro. If you hold on the chametz with the intention of burning it at the end of the day, then there's no problem in the first place. That's a very shver. Rabbi said, who thinks I'll have a vote? Are you allowed to steal if you plan to pay back at the end? Yes or no? What do you say? Yes or no?
No.
Of course not. How can you hold on to the chametz if you plan to burn it at the end? That's a question which you don't quite... The last line of those is highly problematic, but we're not going to go into that detail right now. The question is, why, according to the Rambam, is it not a lav hanitik lasei? Why the amount? So the minchas chinuch rabotai springs into action. Springs in again mitzvah asei mitzvah tes. He says lav hanitik lasei rabotai. Very important. What a now lav hanitik lasei? If the asei is a maise bekum vasei. What's the Gemara's expression? It's in Chulun Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Zeh klal kol lav sheyesh bo kum va'asei ein lokin. Rabosai, very interesting nuance. Doesn't say nitik la'asei, right? Doesn't use that word. What does it say? Sheyesh bo kum va'asei. Im kenef shaloma dafka belo sasei deha esei hu bekum va'asei have nitik la'asei. He quotes the Rashi, says in Chulin, that Torah Omra im Tavro Kayema Asei. Abel Asei Shubashevi Al Tase Kamokan Ein Shayach Lomer Ba'amod Ba'ashveis. Right? Go ahead and do it. Why? Kevon de Eino Mitzuva Klau Va'amitza Tuchel Iskayim Afilim Emela Im Nevin Me'atzmo Olaya De'acher. Lo havi kum vasei shi yischayev v'kach. V'chi agav lo havi nitik lasei. Lo domit dumit de noser. Noser is mitzuve. U'bevarei b'nosim hoya maise. Right? And you have to actually burn it. In the kaim v'asei. Here, no mitzvah kum vasei. Not shayev nitik lasei. Nothing. Therefore, the Rambam docha sug yuzu. That will have to say, "Mach was sugir the kan." The book will come upon him. The v'sheiv al tasa. See, he didn't know he had the girsa, right? So he just said, "We would have a better answer. He didn't have the girsa. We didn't have a big parenthesis for us. The Rav didn't have it. The Marshos, the Tos didn't have it. That would be a better way to handle that particular problem." Fine. I Tosus says, "Anav chav tesim advei zeri." As a nitzaglas say, "Oh, Tosus shoot Tosus av dalam advei." Because Tos Alvei says what? It's a kumvase. Right? Not like the Steinfeller. It's a real kumvase. Oh, it's a real kumvase. Abosai! It's a davenitik lasei. Chof Testament Beis. But according to Shitas, Rashi and the Rambam, that's not a kumvase at all. It's going to be Mekai Meshev Al Tase. It's not called nitik lasei. For this reason, Rabosai, you would get Malchus. The problem, Rambam is fine. Who's not in such good shape? Tosus is fine. The Rambam is fine. Rashi is the problem. Because Rashi, right, holds its Sheva al Tasa. And the same Rashi is over here, the last line of Tzadi Hei, is in the Mitzvah Sei. That's a bit of a problem. That's a bit of a problem. That's a bit of a problem. No. Who has that problem? Who asked that question? Kiddush Yagam asked the question, correct? Correct. Is it Mincha Siddur asked the question? I'm looking, I'm not seeing it over here. You should ask the question. Steering Rashi, according to him. Okay, he doesn't ask the question. The Stibler asked the question. Now, the Stibler, A, asked the question that he doesn't like the Mincha Siddur's Teret so much. And B, he doesn't like it for another reason. Because he also didn't even call it the Rashi, it's what? What? Even according to, excuse me. Even according to Tosfos, it's what? It's Shev Al Tasa. So he doesn't hold for this whole Mahalach of the Mincha Skinner. Yes?
So what is the Rambam holds that Hashem Yisum is a Shev Al Tasa?
Correct.
Does he address, is there any other place where he passes on the Nachmanos that the Mincha Skinner brings?
Do you think Rambam going to tell us somewhere that the guy's going to have to pay 10 Zehuvim or he's going to eat the Chomets in Mitzvah Baba Veira? You know the Rambam's not his style to write these things. So of course he doesn't. There's not even a chance. I mean, if you could look, if you want to spend your time to the Rambam to find these things, I wouldn't even conduct such a search. But feel free. Feel free. Feel free. Yeah. Rabosai, so therefore, I want to share with you the Stipulus Teretz in Simon Gimel. I don't know if we're going to finish it. We'll have 10 minutes. Let's try to do as much as we can, okay? It all starts with a Shagas Aryeh, like many things start. Shagas Aryeh is in Simon Pei Beis. And these are klolim, which we can't go into in too much detail right now, but just a little bit. There's a concept of Lav HaNitik La'aseh. There's also a concept called Lav Shekidmo Aseh. What does that mean? Nitik La'aseh means you fulfill the Aseh after you did the Lav, and you correct it. You correct it. So if you correct it, so therefore you're not going to get malchus. If you corrected it, okay. So here on that Masechta Makos, Rabosai, on that Tetzvav Amud Aleph, it's going to a discussion of when you get malchus, when you don't get malchus. A whole story. Many examples are being given over here in the sugya of when you do and don't get malchus, and it's discussing in large measure this issue of Nitik La'aseh. It's one of the main topics of the issues being discussed here in the sugya in Masechta Makos. One of the first thing in that of the opening line is Vishalchu ben amachana kol tzerua v'chol zav v'chol tamim v'nafesh. Right? And it says v'lo yitam was machaneya. So the Gemara says lo saseh shekidnu aseihu. Velilki. A new concept. Lo saseh shekidmo aseh. The aseh comes first, right? Vishalchum and amachne. Velo yitamus machne. So it's called what? A lo saseh shekidmo aseh. The aseh comes first. Comes first. Rashi says another example. What does it say over here? If someone is ma'anes a woman, a nara, Sukkim of Farash in the Chumash, Torah Kedosh. What's the din? Ma'anes Anara. What's the din? Velo si Elisha. Right? Lo yucha l'shalcha kol yomav. Right? He's the marrier and not the divorcer his whole life. Okay? That's what it says. Onei shagirish. What if he did? He violated. He divorced her. Mamzim. You have to take her back. Take her back. So Rashi says, "Nara b'sula d'ashkali b'tosasa shekidnu aseh, d'chsev v'lo si alisha, she'd be his wife, lo yuchal ashalcha. Nonetheless, she kaimes aseh, and girsha v'yachzi, ren of yifter, almo lav shedik l'aseh, choshev le. Oh, you see from the Gemara, the lav shekidnu aseh has the status of lav shenitik l'aseh. And we're always going back and forth, not going to all the particulars of the sukkah. Okay? We have two examples given here in the Torah, in the Gemara. Shalchem and Amachna, that a Tomei shouldn't go into, we had this discussion yesterday at lunch, no? Going into Beis HaMikdash, then we discuss this. See, everything's connected. So So not to go into the base of Mikdash or to the various Machnas, so you're not supposed to go. And on the other hand, we have this case of an onus. Those are two cases found in Shatz Bavli, Machnas, the beginning of that Tetzvav and Aleph, which may or may not be in this category we call Lav Shekidnu Asay, which may or may not be Bikun the Dittigal Asay. Come to Shagas Aryeh and Simon Pei Beis with the following Malach. He says that perhaps the same thing is true over here. Tashbisu Sa'ori Batechem is Lav Shekidnu Asay. You should be Tashbisu Sa'or, so you should not become involved in what? Bayro Bayamati later. Bishalcha Namachne should be below your Tamu. Below Seal Isha, so you shouldn't be involved in Layucha Lashalcha. Things of this nature. So, there's a question he quotes. I'll just read it to you. It's very brief. We're short on time for right now. Just read you a little brief. I'll just give you the concept, Rebosa. The concept. Says according to Rambam again, Tashvisus Lav Shekidmo Asay. The Mekayim Asay before the Bayerah, right? Mekayim before Bayerah, right? Vishalcha before the Itamu, and Lord Sia before the idea of Layucha L'Shalcha. Here too, Tashvisus before. He quotes a Shara Melech here on this Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Perek Aleph, doesn't like it. Why? Because he says the Rambam holds the Lav Shekidmo Asay is called Itig L'Asay. Why? Because the Rambam writes in Perk, the Yitches of the Sanhedrin, Kolav Anitik Lasei Ein Lokin Olav. And he didn't say that Kidmo Asei is different. So he says that in Makastaf Tetzvav Amanal, if you look at the beginning of the Sukkot, that Tetzvav, see who's speaking over here, the Gemara starts off by assuming that Kidmo Asei is different. Who? Rabbi Bar Chana, whose name is found in the last line, Gedal of the Beis, and he backs out, he assumes the whole concept doesn't exist anymore. Adka, so come to Shara Melech and gives a fascinating answer based upon the Ramban here in the same Sugan Max. Listen to this one now. There's no, according to one opinion, he quotes Rav Papa, again you have to look through in the Sugan to see where the names fit in here in the Sugan and the Sefta Makas on that 10th of Amal, Amal Rav Papa, towards the bottom. You there's no malchus. Onus shegirish, right? Even though it's kidma say. Why? I punish a nichnas gets malchus. Ani asay is first. This is the words of the Ramban. The kevon the asay shebolekel lekiyumi. Umi ahi shaita the over alei the lav avtil asay or abitul asay shebo be also biyash nichnas amikdash. V'yafagav the muzuru akad of the kaim asay. This is the word of the Ramban. Mitzvah ba'ape nafshi k'dei shelo yosif tuma rabosai v'shalcha v'namachta. Get out. Not correcting what came before. I'm correcting the future. This is what he's saying. A brilliant idea. When you get kicked out of the machna, not to make amends for the last hour you were there. You should be over the next hour. Follow me? The Ramban says. I will aim it to you also tikkun the knisasa. Mikaveh shenichnas over alav v'bitul asay. It's all over. It's like lav de chasim. You get malchus to the Shara Melech. The same throw will apply to Bayro by Yemotzei. The b'shoa shemashe achometz k'over gam b'lav gam b'asay tashbisu. U'mashadayin m'chuyiv la'ashbis eno b'get a tikkun al over. In the future, for the Yosef Chet Al Chet, and there was anything to say. Wow, isn't it remarkable, Rabbi? When you're doing something good, why are you past oriented or future oriented? Is it really fundamentally over here? You are future oriented. That does not take care of the problem, and that's not considered not anything to say. And therefore, you got Marcus going to the Rambam. So suggested Shara Melech here in Perek Aleph in the Chus Chametz. Everyone with me so far? If you lost me, tell me. This is the sample of quotes from the Shara Melech. He has questions. Zelo, all the questions. He says the stifle a different shot in the Rambam. I'm reading through the words of the stifle. Simply give. But he could totally be say, if I say miskayem is b'pam achas, osho miskayem b'mekayem I say kol rega v'rega. Fascinating. Look at this. Is it a one-time deal or is it being continually fulfilled? Shiluach t'meim b'chol rega shul mishuluch miskayem I say. Rabbi, also you and I, our mitzvah clock works every second. We're not mitzvah mikdash. We didn't go to Harabais. You get mitzvah points every second. Keeps it. Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael. Here from Torah mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah every single second. We're not in Harabais. That's what he says. We're Mekayim Mishalach when I'm off. We can use. We have a Averis also too many. So we can use these mitzvahs that we're getting free of charge by not being in Harabais. We can use. At least we can use. Kol Rega Shul Meshulach Miskayim Ha'aseh Nishalach. And therefore, Ain shiluach leachashah tikkun lemafreya, ela shulah haba, because it's constantly, right? But what happened, and you can't fix it up. Okay. What about tashbisu, Rabbi Osai? Tashbisu miskayem oasei kol rega bimei haPesach mashachomet mushbus bimenu. Therefore, ain hashbasa. The lemachar beget a tikkun lemafreya, ela b'shul chiyuv haasei l'haba. So this is according to the Rambam. Tashbisu means that it's been mushbus all the time, every second in the kaima nesek. What I want to do is I don't want to be rushed. I'm going to stop here. Tomorrow is Thursday, right? 11 o'clock tomorrow, we'll continue in this Rambam. And, good.
Give me that phone number tomorrow.